Hello, all, and welcome back to the Branding Iron Roundup. My name is Seth Hawk, and I am your host today. I know what you're thinking, and yes, it has been a minute. We've been going through a lot of changes here at Student Media, including a move to a new location, so I've had some settling in to do. Anyway, welcome back. I'm excited to be here, and I'm glad you have chosen to spend a few minutes of your day listening to me talk about the news that affects you. The weather for today will be sunny with some wind, and we all know that some wind means lots of wind, but we'll see a high of 44 and a low of 31, this according to weather.com. In today's news, we have several stories. First, in cops and courts, there were many happenings. To highlight a couple, a hit and run took place in the East Willett parking lot. At the time of print, there were no suspects. In addition, a student was arrested on a municipal warrant in the business building Wednesday, February 7th. To read the full list of updates on cops and courts happenings, be sure to check out the print paper and the website. Next, a website known as Growella announced that UW has been ranked the third best value college for paying off student loans and debt. Growella came to the consensus following analysis of colleges based on the cost of tuition and the amount of student loan debt accumulated that can be paid off through the salary of the graduate. In other news, full-time employees of the university will see changes to their taxes. These changes come from the IRS with its most recent update to the tax withholdings tables for 2018. In today's features section, there's some interesting stuff. Circle K here at the university has partnered with the Laramie Animal Welfare Society, or LAWS, to fund programs that help animals across Laramie. Circle K is an organization devoted to the betterment of society through community service and volunteer work. Members of the UW Circle K plan to host a bake sale today in the Union Breezeway, where the proceeds will go to LAWS. In addition, a professor led a team of students to the highest peak in Wyoming, Gannett Peak. Mark Jenkins led the six-credit course where students hiked for 3 days, taking a 25-mile hike into the heart of the Wind River mountain range. The course was offered as part of the Environment and Natural Resources and Kinesiology programs. And that is all I have for you today, folks. Be sure to check out the website at uwbrandingiron.com and pick up your hard copy of The Branding Iron at select locations across campus for the complete stories. I appreciate you all tuning in and hope that your Tuesday is great. This is Seth Hawk signing out.